Homer makes his way home, then he and his family sit on the sofa before he is moved by a cursor, and the wall behind is changed to a green colour. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At the nuclear plant, a huge pipe has landed on Homer.
Oh, this doesn't look good, sir. This man could sue us.
Yes. If he's smart, he'll hold out for millions.
Woohoo! I got Skybox tickets! And with only 20% loss of my brain function, life is good!
At the G Your Hair Smells Nice Arena.
Can't beat a Skybox. All the excitement of being in the sky with the security of being in a box.
Oh, this is going to be the coolest basketball game ever.
Actually, it says here we're going to see hockey.
No!
The Skybox entrance is more luxurious than the Schnook entrance.
Would the gentleman care for some cologne?
Do you have anything with ground-up whale in it?
But of course.
Hey, don't we regular fans get anything?
Hey, do we tip these guys or what?
A vast room.
Wow, it's so fancy. It's like Moby's house on Krebs.
Paint your portrait, sir.
Can you paint me knocking at Larry Holmes?
Certainly.
A tall black man appears.
Don't hit my face.
Okay, where do you want it?
I don't know. Work the stomach. That takes me back.
Check out those non-Skybox losers watching hockey without sushi. If you can call that hockey.
Hey, Homer's looking down his nose at us.
Let's take Mr. Figgy Pudding down a peg. Otto, what are you waiting for? Get your ass on my neck.
I'm getting close. I smell vinaigrette.
Ah! Heads up, Dad. Here comes the scum.
Why can't they just be happy for my success?
Hot fudge!
Yarr! It burns! Oh, great. And I just got all that gum out of my armpits.
Two opposing players have a fight, and a tooth flies off into the crowd.
A people tooth. Gummy Sue, this is your lucky day. There.
Now I slide Britney Spears.
The match starts up again, but in the Skybox, Marge is in a jacuzzi while Homer is having a massage.
This is a joke. You'll find me down with the real fans, standing ankle deep in beer and blood.
Fine, watch your stupid Eagles concert.
It's a hockey game.
Whatever.
Hey, Kozlov, aim for the five hole. He's got an opening the size of Red Square.
He scores a goal.
Thank you, mouthy American child. Please to take my hockey tree.
Ooh. Come on, Lisa, it's time to go.
But the game's not even over.
They've already told the Skybox fans who's gonna win.
Huh? Yeah, go Isotopes!
Back at home.
This sucks. How come Lisa gets something and I don't?
Because she took the trouble to wander away and talk to a stranger.
Your sister getting something nice doesn't hurt you in any way.
Better add some more nails. Perfect.
Lisa's asleep when an army of termites eat their way out of the hockey stick above Lisa's bed, then tunnel through the wall. The next morning, Marge opens a kitchen cupboard to find a huge hole behind it.
Well, cock-a-diddly-doo! What a margelicious way to start my flanderific day!
Hey, Ma, our crap shack's going to hell.
Bart, watch your potty mouth.
Hey, get out! I'm in here!
Oh.
I think we might have termites.
A man from A Bug's Death Exterminators.
These are no ordinary termites.
What you've got here are Russian no-woodniks.
Can you save our house?
Okay, but in order to kill these bugs, I've got to live like a bug, think like a bug, become a bug.
Why do you always hire the cheapest guy?
I go by how funny the sign is.
The house is covered in a huge red and white marquee-style tent while poison is pumped in.
Sweet! A circus!
Let's sneak in! That's using your noodle.
Moments later, the exterminator drags them out.
So, when can we go back in our house?
Not for a while, I'm afraid. I had to use the good poison. It comes with James Coburn's picture on the bottle. This place won't be inhabitable for another 6 months.
But where will we live?
Don't worry. We'll just hang out in front of the house beside these garbage cans. The time will just fly by.
Homer sips a beer while the bins are picked up. A sofa is unloaded, then reloaded into a truck. Patty and Selma change a tire in front of them.
That was boring. Let's get a hotel.
Don't you have any rooms? We can't live in our house for 6 months.
Sorry, folks. Every hotel room in town is booked.
Stupid brand producers convention.
I'm just gonna say it. We haven't had a good idea since Raisin Bran.
Let him speak!
No, he's crazy!
Why don't we stay at a youth hostel?
I do not want another lecture from a German backpacker about how we don't appreciate the national park system.
I know. We'll stay with my very best friend in the world, Lanny.
Hi, Simpsons.
That's Lanny? Oh, I wanted the black one.
Wow, Lanny, your apartment is stunning.
So how do you afford such a sweet pad?
What the hell was that?
Oh, I share a common wall with a highlight court. That's just the sound of the pelota hitting the fronton. I find it soothing.
Thanks for letting us stay with you.
Oh, please, it is such an honor to host our favorite family. And you came at an exciting time. I am chairing a meeting of the Galactic UN. My apologies, the paint is still wet on Ambassador Farfoon.
We are not staying at Moe's. Maggie's already drunk on the fumes, and she's a mean drunk.
She tries to punch Bart.
Come on, guys, you gotta stay. Tonight's the big cockfight. We can eat the loser.
What sweet a loser.
Dad, we have to find a place soon. I really have to go to the bathroom, and I'm out of tokens.
You know, I heard of a new reality show where they let you live in a home for free.
Oh, yeah. The gimmick is it's a house from 1895. And you gotta do everything like they did back then.
1895? Forget it! We'd be too late to save Lincoln and too early to save Kennedy.
You can save McKinley.
It's not a time machine, Mo. Marge, I'm still not sure about this.
Hey, if TV can give Mike O'Malley a home, it can give us one.
Welcome to the Reality Channel. Hi, I'm Mitch Hartwell, creator of the 1895 Challenge. And by creator, I mean I saw it on Dutch television and tweaked the title.
Well, this family looks pretty interesting.
But isn't the dad Bill Cosby?
You see, I gotta get back on the TV, cause with the Osbournes and the dogs pooping and nobody scooping in the V-Love.
We need a family that hasn't been on TV forever. Let's try The Simpsons. I like what I'm seeing in there.
I'll teach you to whistle on the Sabbath!
They go to pieces over nothing. They're perfect for reality TV.
Where's that kid with my latte? He's not coming. Is he? Is he?
Welcome to your home for the next 6 months.
Oh, man, I can't wear this. I look like Buster Brown. Whoever that is.
Oh, you look adorable, Lisa.
Your school chums are going to be so jealous of your little outfit.
God, I wish I had that little outfit.
Yeah, those golden curls are to die for.
Wow, they had an army helmet under every bed?
Oh, Mr. Simpson, that's a chamber pot. You're supposed to go to the bathroom in it.
A fallen army helmet? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Chippy?
Behind this door, you'll find the one piece of 21st century technology in the whole house.
Ooh, please be a melon baller. Please be a melon baller.
This is your video confessional. You come in here to express your deepest feelings and darkest secrets.
My hair isn't really blue. I need that tape!
The next day...
Good morning, ladies. What's so good about it?
It takes 6 hours to make breakfast now.
Hey, you should see how much trouble Dad's having shaving with a straight razor.
Finally! I'm no longer a slave to the Gillette Corporation. Why, it says here that President Cleveland has...
He's bleeding heavily.
Okay, more coal. Less coal. Less, more. Less. And none. Perfect.
By orders of the Reality Channel, I must make sure that you only buy items available in 1895. Oreos. Sorry, these are from 1896. Non-scarring toilet paper. Dream on. Urkelos. Delicious, but forbidden.
I'll just take these tampons.
I don't believe they had those in 1895.
Yes, they did. Look closer. Ooh, 23 skidoo.
You know, it's 6:15. The kids are in bed and Maggie's in her cage. Maybe I could weather your heights.
Well, okay. Blow out that lamp and I'll take off my Victorian undergarments.
All right, let's get that.
Remember, what if you just...
This comes off.
That's it. No, up.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Almost done.
This has been the worst week of my life. I miss my toys, my video games. Mutt and Jeff comics are not funny. They're gay, I get it.
You've been in there over an hour, boy. Other people have to confess too, you know. Oh, I can't hold it in. I hate this house.
Bread tastes like clothes.
I'm so cold.
All of you stink so much.
This is great television.
Yeah, I can't wait to see which one of them dies first. Look, we can't give up. We're on TV. And when you're on TV, you dig in your claws and you never let go. Just like Bill Moyers.
Maggie tightens Marge's corset, but it makes her feet enormous. Bart sends a telegram to Mose.
Telegram for Hey, Would You Cuddle Me? Hey, would you cuddle me? Big guy in the back. Hey, would you cuddle me? Oh, dude, that little... Ooh. I'm gonna drive a golden spike where your Union meets your Central Pacific. Stop.
In a production line, they jar some peaches. But once they're done, Homer grabs the jar and eats the entire contents. The family are sitting by the hearth. Homer carves a dummy for Maggie.
Bart, honey, would you like some more cod liver oil?
Yes, Mom. I thought I was regular before, but I was wrong.
With all this hard work, I'm too tired to worry about the world. And soon, I will marry one of Father's wealthy business associates.
Oh, I wish you would reconsider the proposal of Hiram Beatwife.
He's betrothed to Martha. Take a punch.
This is boring.
Yeah, switch it to the Elderly Animal Channel.
Elderly lions watch a zebra walk past. The male tries to reach it, but just collapses. Then the zebra takes a bite out of the big cat.
The show's getting boring. We're losing viewers.
I have an idea. It's crazy, but it just might work. Like it did last week. On another show, we bring in the biggest, most famous star from a 70s sitcom whose phone hasn't been disconnected.
Hello?
Squiggy?
Why is the guy from Laverne and Shirley living in our house?
Because nobody's watching you clowns. If you was to ask me, you're all too calm and happy. The essence of drama is conflict. That's why they gave me this taser.
Oh, God!
All right, this still isn't working. Fixing this show is going to take some original thinking. Everybody, pull out your TVs and start flipping around.
I think I've got an idea. Turn to channel 24.
The Simpsons and Squiggy are asleep.
Hello, Laban. Hello, Laban.
A helicopter lifts the house and flies off with it.
Marge, I'm off to the blacksmith to get my tooth pulled.
He falls into a river.
Oh, Lisa, explain.
I guess the network made our show more exciting by dumping the house in a river.
Marge, throw me an old-timey rope in an old-timey way.
This rope was woven from handlebar mustaches.
Facing the confessional camera.
Monsters, you turned this show into a survivor clone.
Mr. Simpson, your contract allows us to do anything we want to you.
I would never sign that unless there was a red sticker that said sign here.
Uh-huh, that's what we used.
Where do you get those things anyway?
The house bashes into large rocks as it speeds along the river. Then it falls from a huge waterfall. When it finally banks, the Simpsons run out onto dry land and the house collapses.
Oh no! Everything's ruined! Our good bellows, our stereo opticon, Squiggy! Homer, your strap! Your strap!
Our lives are ruined.
Oh, yeah, this is great stuff. Let's take lunch, people.
Do we get lunch?
We're not allowed to interfere with the reality of the show, which reminds me, burn the leftovers, leave nothing.
I can't remember the last time I cried like this.
When you put your T-shirt on backwards?
Oh, yes. The tag chafed my throat. Let's go eat some bugs.
Sitting by a pond.
Is it just me, or are you guys getting sick of crazy adventures?
A group of people in tattered clothes.
Savages! I'll handle this, Marge.
We come in peace. We take them your land.
We're not savages. I'm a paralegal from Cleveland.
And I'm a nutritionist from Santa Fe.
We were a tribe on another reality show, but we lost the final challenge.
I just couldn't eat any more kangaroo testicles.
So the show just abandoned us here.
The weird part is, now I can't get enough of them.
But now we're going to escape. We're going to overpower your crew and return to civilization.
Well, Marge, I think I figured out their primitive language.
That's my homie.
Is it so gosh darn hard to get cocktail sauce in the middle of the Amazon?
The Simpsons and the other reality contestants race down a bank to the program producers. They tip over tables and one man rips film from a camera. Marge and Lisa push a man over, sending him down a deep ravine.
Jeez, now we know what it feels like to be tormented.
And yet I learned nothing!
Homer's lifting an enormous rock.
And now to wreck their precious helicopter!
No, Homer, no! That's our only way home!
Yes, but... okay. It... oh!
Yeah. That Lenny sure had a crazy apartment.
Oh, it sure is good to be home.
No more reality shows for us. Let's watch some quality scripted television.
Law and Order. Elevator Inspectors Unit.
Lobby, 42 East 15th Street, March the 9th. Two armed officers step into a lift.
Well, here's the thing, Inspector. The button for five doesn't light up.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, that's it. TV was the one good thing in my life, and now I can't enjoy it anymore.
I guess we'll have to find a new way to entertain ourselves.
What about books?
Yeah, if we read books, we could form a club.
If we formed a club, we could serve drinks.
Hey, Dad, why don't we watch you drink from a hose?
Good idea, Lisa. The water's off. I'll use my eye to see what the trouble is. Off again. Maybe I can hear what's going on.
So, this has become a game of wits, has it? Perhaps my other eye will get to the bottom of this.